Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Ireland defence coach Hugh Hogan looks ahead to the start of Ireland's Women's Six Nations campaign. Three Leinster players commit their futures to the province. And Georgia's head coach renews calls for a promotion and relegation playoff with the Six Nations. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, new Ireland defence coach Hugh Hogan is confident that they can ask questions of France in their opening fixture of this year's Women's Six Nations. Scott Beaman's side will welcome Les Bleus to Kingspan Stadium in Belfast on Saturday lunchtime. Ireland found themselves 31-0 down away to France last year before late tries from Aoife's wafer and Dalton put some respectability on the scoreline. Ireland have only ever beaten France on three occasions, but the defence coach Hogan believes the gap is closing.
Expectation is that we'll challenge France. And like a high-quality test match, for me, it comes down to moments. You know, there's big moments in games, and when you can win some of those moments, you put them in the bank, and if you lose some of them, they may cost you or they may hurt your points. So I think what we expect on the weekend is a strong challenge from France, but we'll go out to put out a strong Irish performance as well. And I'd love to tell you, yeah, we're definitely going to win, but the reality is it's going to come down to moments. And if we can put more in the win column, then we'll be in a great shape to win in the game.
Hogan shared one aspect which Ireland have going for them into this year's Six Nations.
I think there's confidence in the group, and I think that's a real benefit to us going into the game. I think we worked hard on building a game model pre-Vancouver that gave us an opportunity to challenge the top teams in the world. We had a bit of success with that. We've had a period of time now through, I suppose, the winter to build layers on our game, and allied to that then comes an extra layer of confidence. And look, it's still going to be a strong physical challenge. We've got France with great footballers. They can play through you. They can try and play around you. They're smart players as well. So a relatively complete team, but I think we've definitely can put out a performance in terms of how we want to play and represent our country and as an Irish team. And do that with confidence, yeah.
And the defence coach has been outlining what Ireland need to get right on Saturday in Belfast.
Yeah, well, I think we've evolved our coaching group since a year ago. You know, I started in August, as did Alex Codling. Gareth Steenson had some involvement in the squad, but he's with us more full-time now as well. So there's evolution and layers going in all the time. So I think to challenge for a Six Nations tournament, you have to have a strong set piece. You scrum and line it. So we've doubled down and we've gone after that. You've also got to have a strong defensive game allied to your kicking strategy. So I think that was a growth for us in Vancouver, and it's another aspect of the game that we've got to continue to drive. But we also want to be ambitious in how we play the game. So, you know, we've been developing different layers to our attack decision making, that when it might be on to move the ball or keep the ball alive, that we'll try and go after those opportunities as well.
Jack Conan, Ryan Baird and Andrew Osborne have all signed contract extensions with Leinster. Conan had been spoken about as a potential replacement for Sia Khaleesi at Racing 92 before Christmas, but stated his intention to stick with Leinster. The 32-year-old played some part in all of Ireland's Six Nations games, indeed starting against both Wales and Italy. And in December, he said his desire to keep playing for Ireland was behind him wanting to stay with Leinster. His scrum partner, Ryan Baird, has also put pen to paper on a new one-year deal with Leinster today. The other player agreeing a new deal is Andrew Osborne, who has started six of Leinster's URC outings so far this season, and he'll be on pro terms for the first time from next season. Shorn of their internationals, Leinster are in Pretoria preparing for Saturday's URC fixture away to the Bulls. Senior coach Jacques Nienaber says their Ireland stars could return, however, for their second game of the South African trip, which comes against the Sharks a week on Saturday. But Nienaber says the trip is always a special one for the Leinster players.
It's funny, you know, like I think it was Jan who asked, yeah, we always get this slot. Last year, a lot of, I would say, in that semi-final that Leinster played against the Bulls, it was the first time that the majority of that group, I would to put a number on it, it's probably 85 to 90% of that group. It's the first time that they actually traveled to South Africa. So it's not an injustice, but it's such a they're so keen to come and play here, you know, and to experience South Africa. A guy like Kian Healy traveled with us last year in this slot when we played the URC games, not the semi-final. And that was his first time in South Africa. And, you know, he played, he's the most capped Irish international. So it's such a period that the Irish players look forward to. It's always, I feel so sorry for them if it's in this slot and they can't come to South Africa, because they want to experience it, you know. So yeah, that's the excitement part. And playing, then obviously all four franchises operating in the URC are operating at a very high level. The Bulls are. They've got a good running, I think, in terms of home games lined up for them. And the Sharks, I mean, they are star-studded. So it is a nice challenge, like Luke mentioned now, for whoever's going to participate as the group playing these two matches. It will be a proper test match for us, yeah.
The Bulls are currently third in the URC table, and Neen Abra has shared what he expects from them this weekend.
I think if you go, how many internationals are in that group, if you count a guy like Ambrose, if you count, and not even accounting the guys that injured like Elrif, and I don't know if Juan will be back, and Kurtley applying his trade in Japan. I mean, if you look at the squad that Jake has built, I mean, it's a full-on international squad for bar one or two positions. And those one or two positions is probably not far and on the radar of the national selectors. So, yeah, it will be a good... That's what I expect from the Bulls. We expect a proper, if I can call it like that, it will be a test match intensity game.
Coming soon to your Off The Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Ruta 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off The Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Bundiaki, Mac Hansen, Finlay Beenham and Cian Prendergast will all be missing when Connacht go to Swansea to play the Ospreys on Saturday evening. The international quartet have all been given time off following their Six Nations involvement. However, they are expected back for Connacht's Interpro with Munster at a sold-out McHale Park in Castlebar a week from Saturday. Shay Mullins and Oisín McCormack, meanwhile, both signed contract extensions with Connacht today. Mullins has started six games for the province this season, scoring a hat-trick of tries in their season-opening fixture with Zebre back in September. 24-year-old back rower McCormack hasn't been involved since that game, but he started for Connacht Eagles in their narrow defeat to Ulster A last week. He too has signed a one-year deal. Assistant coach Cully Tucker says that game was very important for the progress of the Connacht squad.
Yeah, they're very important for the, you know, the wider squad, and sometimes people don't get game time, and for the likes of Oisín, Cullum Riley and the younger guys like Sean Nocton and that, to get game time and to see them in a competitive environment is brilliant. And then all, but also to watch them prepare through the week as a team, and then, you know, watch them perform and watch them review. They're all experiences they have to go through to grow as rugby players. So they're very important games for us. And the result in the end was a pity, but those guys getting game time and getting connections and cohesion and rugby into their legs is the bigger picture with it.
And Tucker's also outlined what Ospreys will bring to the table this weekend.
Yeah, look, they're a very efficient team, but like, there's a couple of things stand out. And number one being probably the quality of their maul. You know, they consistently get a lot of lineouts in each game, and their conversion rate around maul is right up there. I think it's in the top of the URC in terms of the meters of the game, but the tries they score as well. So they know they want to play the game. Their kicking game is excellent, and then they have plenty of X factor around the place with you know, brilliant back row that put a lot of ruck pressure on. So it's a very, very well coached team and a good outfit with a lot of good players and that. But they, you know, they're very strategic in how they play the game and they know what they want to do. So it's a big challenge for us in terms of combating that. And obviously you're going away from home to Wales as well. So like our own set piece has to be excellent and our physicality has to be right up there as well.
Georgia head coach Richard Cockrell has renewed calls for a promotion relegation playoff between the team finishing bottom of the Six Nations and the winners of the Rugby Europe Championship. Sunday's 46 points to 28 win over Spain saw Georgia win the Rugby Europe Championship for the eighth time running. Wales, of course, wound up with the Six Nations wooden spoon yet again this year. Indeed, the Principality's last win at test level came against the Georgians at the 2023 World Cup. Cockrell says Georgian calls for a promotion relegation playoff continue to fall on deaf ears, and he's been asked by BBC Wales what they would bring to the Six Nations if allowed to compete.
Well, we'd certainly bring a different dimension to it, because if you're finishing bottom, why do you just get free reign to turn up next year and play? And so why shouldn't Georgia or Spain or Romania, whoever that may be, get the opportunity to prove that they're good enough to play at that level? We don't want to be given a spot and then we turn up and we're not good enough. We want the opportunity to prove that we can compete. So surely that's logical, that we get the opportunity to have a playoff. I mean, you know, it's a bit like the Championship football playoff to get into the Premiership, isn't it? You know, it'd be the richest game in world rugby, Georgia versus Wales, at some point in the near future, to see who plays in the Six Nations for next tournament. Now, that's jeopardy, isn't it? That would be a game that people want to watch. And the money involved and the profile involved for Georgian rugby would catapult us into a completely different sphere if we were good enough to be able to beat whoever finishes bottom. And if we lose, well, okay, fair and square. We come back, we regroup, we keep developing, and we fight for the opportunity to do that again. I don't see that as a unreasonable request in the world that we live in.
England winger Ollie Slatehome has seen any chances of making the Lions tour of Australia all but evaporate. Northampton director of rugby Phil Dowson says the 24-year-old winger will be out for a minimum of 8 weeks following surgery on his left ankle. The timeout means Slatehome is unlikely to play again for the Saints this season. Toulouse could be without Piatto Movaca when they play Sale in the last 16 of the Investec Champions Cup next month. The France hooker has been summoned to a disciplinary hearing to discuss the yellow card incident with Ben White in Saturday's win over Scotland. Scots head coach Gregor Townsend felt Movaca should have seen red from referee Matthew Carley, but neither he nor foul play review officer Ian Tempest felt the incident met the threshold for excessive force. Movaca will appear before the committee, chaired by Ireland's Jennifer Donovan, on Thursday. And finally, for the third time in 4 years, Ealing Trailfinders will be denied a place in the English Premiership. The runaway championship leaders have yet again failed to meet Premiership Rugby's minimum standards criteria. It was claimed that Ealing could not provide evidence that their ground could be given approval to expand to 10,001 capacity within the required four-year timeframe. The only championship club that would meet the Premiership criteria are indeed Doncaster, who currently sit eighth in the second tier. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.